And welcome back to your regular scheduled program, which is me, Handsome Rob's Morning Express here on KCKO. I'm so happy to be here with you all the mornings. And we are into the part of the program which I love, which is traveling with Terry, or trips with Terry, or tripping with Terry, all that stuff. So go to trippingwithterry.com right now, and you can find out what she's doing. But now we have her on the program, Terry Marshall, all the way from New York. We never know where she might be in the planet, but we think she might be in New York now, and she's going to tell us where to go. How are you, Terry? What are you doing this week?
I am good, Rob. How are you?
I'm fantastic.
Good. That's good to hear. Things cooling off in Colorado?
We are cooling off in Colorado. We had some nice rains in this past week, and the fires seem to be put out. We've started fires in Wyoming because we get mad at them every now and then. So we threw some fire shots over there, and now they're on fire.
That's nice. Share the wealth.
But where are you on the planet right now?
Well, I'm in New York today. I'm heading down to Valley Forge, Pennsylvania tomorrow for the weekend. Going to check out some Revolutionary War history and do some fun things there in the Pennsylvania woods. So I'll tell you about that later on. But yeah, that's what I'm doing this weekend.
Sounds
lovely. Right now I'm in New York.
And now you're in the Big Apple. So is it hot there?
I'm in the Big Apple. It's not, actually. It cools down a lot, so it's nice. I'm actually in Times Square right now, and it's busy as always, but cools down. So it's pleasant.
Would you recommend Jersey Boys to the listening public?
You know, I haven't seen Jersey Boys.
Okay. It's coming into town next week, so we're just trying to...
I've heard wonderful things.
Okay.
I've heard really good things.
Well, good. Yeah. All right. Where are you taking us this week? Or are you telling us where to go?
I'm going to take you across the pond again this week, and I'm going to take you to Northern Ireland, to Belfast.
Ooh.
So a lot of people don't go to Belfast, or they didn't in the past, because it was a scene of a lot of bombings and things, as you know, in the troubled times. Back
yes.
I think the Troubles ran from like 1969 to 1999, a really long period where, I don't want to give a history lesson here, but where, you know, there was the Protestants warring with the Catholics. And
yes.
It was just a really ugly civil thing. So no one really went to Belfast on vacation because you didn't really want to get bombed, you know. Well, maybe in a pub, but not, you know,
right.
Not literally. So.
Exactly, yeah.
So, but I went, and I really, it's a wonderful place to go. They really want visitors. They're doing a lot in that city. The people are warm and welcoming, and I highly recommend it. One of the things you should do if you go is take what they call a black taxi tour. They have these really cool black taxi cabs that look like something out of the gangster days, you know, that style.
Yeah.
And you can have a tour in one of those, and the driver will take you all over the city and tell you, you know, all about the areas, and it's still personalized. You can tell them what you want to see, and they'll take you there. And we did that with a great tour guide, Billy Scott. He grew up in Belfast, and he was hilarious and just wonderful and told us everything we could ever want to know about Belfast, but also just made a lot of fun. But one of the things I love the most... were all the murals in the city, and I don't know if you're familiar with what they have, but
no.
They have all these, over the years, they've painted their messages, you know, the political messages and things on the buildings as murals. So there's some that are very political. There's one where there's a machine gun. This guy's carrying a machine gun, and no matter where you walk, it looks like he's pointing it at you. It does look creepy. But it was really cool to see. But there's two districts there, in the Falls District and I think it's called the Scully District. They were the scene of the worst of the Troubles. And that was where the Protestants and Catholics, like, lived, you know, literally right next to each other. So they had built this wall to protect them. You know, at night they would close the gates and you couldn't get through.
Sure.
But now, with the settlement of peace and everything, they have hired professional graffiti artists. And they came in and decorated the wall with the graffiti artwork, and it's now the peace wall, and you can write messages of peace on there.
Oh, very cool.
It's really cool. I went to it, and I wrote my own little message, but I also saw, like, what Bill Clinton had written on the wall, and, you know, like Gandhi. I mean, amazing, the people who've been to this wall and written their messages. So it's a really neat experience to stand there where it used to be so bad, and now it's really kind of, you know, kind of special. So... that's something I would say definitely do if you go to Belfast. But it's also a lot of things to do. I mean, it's a really cool town. It's got a lot of history, but it's also got a lot of new modern things because, let's face it, if all your buildings are bombed, you know, you got to build some new ones. So.
And it has does it have a lot of American pubs there?
It has a lot of pubs, not necessarily American. One of the best was this place called the Crown Liquor Saloon.
Yeah.
And Crown is known to be the world's most beautiful bar. It's very ornate, kind of an elaborate Victorian decor. And they have these little things, these booths in there, these carved wooden booths they refer to as snugs. And the reason, they were there, they have these like metal plates on them that they use for striking matches, and antique bells that they used to tell the bar staff when they needed a drink. And it was also, they were built in the Victorian area to hide the ladies who were participating in non-Victorian ladylike behavior in the bar. They could sit in these snugs and be hidden behind the doors and, I guess, do whatever they wanted to do. So, kind of an interesting place.
That is kind of an interesting place.
Yeah.
And the only reason why I asked why, if they had a lot of American bars there, is because we have a shitload of Irish pubs in the United States of America. So, that's all.
Well, that's a good point. New York City has more than its share, I think, but I'm a fan, so I'm okay with that.
Absolutely, and that sounds often. So yeah, you took us to Belfast, Ireland this week, and when you were over there, did you head over to London and see what they were doing for the Olympics? Did you check that out, or is that?
No, I was not there during that time. I was there before that, so no, I did not get over to London. But I wish I were there for getting ready for the Olympics. I think that'd be an amazing trip.
So. Yeah, in two weeks, take us to London right before the Olympics. That'd be great.
Okay, I'll see what I can do.
That'd be awesome. And thank you so much. And you can find Terry Marshall at trippingwithterry.com. Any other ways they can find you? And what are you doing this week?
Trippingwithterry.com is the best way. On my blog, I always post something about what I've spoken about so that you have a little backup information. I'm also on, I have a Facebook page called Tripping with Terry, so you can find me there. And, those places give you links to my other columns, so you can always find me.
Outstanding.
Right now, like I said, I'm heading down to Pennsylvania, and then back to New York for a bit, and then down to Georgia. Around a bit.
You're just traveling, lady. She tells us where to go every Thursday at about this time. It's 7:45 our time. That'd be, 10:45 your time? Is that right?
9:45
your time. Sorry. And we love having you on the program. Thank you so much. And we'll talk to you next week when you tell us where to go, Terry.
All right. Thanks, Rob.
Thank you. You can find her at trippingwithterry.com. Check her out. It's Terry Marshall. She goes all around the world and back, and she'll tell us where to go every week. And right now, we're going to do things to do in Denver when you're not dead. Yeah. And some things you can do in Denver when you're not dead, they are...